Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Video games love to break your expectations. Unlike a movie or a book where you know by the minute or page when the story is set to end, you have to just trust games to lead you through the beginning, middle, and end. Being the little scamps that they are, though, some developers lead us astray and hit us with fake-out conclusions. Often these are little jokes and you know it's clearly not the proper end of a game, but sometimes they're more convincing than we'd like to admit. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 greatest fake-out secret endings in video games. Number 10, Prey. Activate the escape pod. The reboot of Prey is so great because of how much choice it gives the player. Sure, you can follow the objective markers and follow the developer's optimum routes through levels, but you can also just go nuts with a glue gun and fashion your own improbable solutions that are just as fun to execute. Thankfully, this flexibility in the mechanics remained in the endings too, specifically a secret one which ends the experience early. At one point, you get the option to fix up an escape pod that'll free you from the alien-infested space station. It's not easy though, and you have to jump through a few hoops, find a few codes, and then make your daring escape to the pod itself, all the while the main plot is pulling you in a completely different direction. Still, you can say stuff it to finding out the solutions to the mysteries of the aliens and avoid helping any survivors on the station by just getting yourself out of there, ending the game prematurely. Number 9, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater, The Time Paradox. Metal Gear Solid's long history of convoluted plots has naturally led to a bunch of surprises and epilogues that eclipse the so-called endings of the games massively. Some of these fake-outs lead to some of the most important bits of lore in their respective games. I mean, just see Big Boss's arrival in MGS4 for a good example of that. But today I'm talking about something far sillier. I'm talking about MGS3's Time Paradox. Yeah, it's an oldie, but a goldie, as there's a moment in Snake Eater when you can knock out series villain Ocelot in a cutscene, and if you had all your flowcharts for the series' lore in order, you might be tempted to off him right there. I mean, after all, it would save everyone a lot of hassle and confusion in the future. The game, of course, accounts for this impulse, and if you try to pull off a cheeky headshot, you'll be treated to a twist on Metal Gear Solid's iconic game over screen. In a goofy alteration, characters will scold you for causing a time paradox in the series, and you'll have to load up your last save. Number 8, Shadow Complex, just head on home. In Shadow Complex, after accidentally uncovering a secret military base while embarking on a romantic backpacking trip, Jason Fleming's girlfriend Claire is swiftly kidnapped. Being the dreamy, heroic guy that you are, though, you head straight out to find her, shooting and platforming over everyone that stands between you and her, all in the name of lust. For gamers too cowardly to enter a military base full of square-headed soldiers, though, i.e. me, you could just, say, wish her good luck, head back home, and forget she ever existed. If you decide that this is the best option, then the game will acknowledge it, wishing you another job well done. All you have to do is head back to the car and drive home with a clean conscience because, hey, as Jason says, there's plenty more fish in the sea. That actually reminds me. Alexa, play the streets. Number 7, Eternal Darkness, deleting your save. In a twist on classic survival horror mechanics, above managing your health and inventory in Eternal Darkness, you're also tasked with carefully monitoring a sanity meter that slowly depletes when coming into contact with the game's lurking ghouls. Let this meter sink too low and the game starts freaking out, throwing a bunch of fakeouts at you when you least expect it. Is your character going to spontaneously explode, be eaten by zombies, will bugs start crawling out of the screen, or will it force force you to delete your saved games. Yeah, you haven't felt true terror until you've been 13 and had the really good game you're playing pretend to delete all your saved data. Fortunately, these sanity effects aren't permanent, but the tension that arose from not knowing if something was genuinely happening or if it was just a bug in the system was pant-wettingly scary. After all, saved progress is just off limits, well, unless you are the developers of Nier. Number 6. Batman Arkham City, Catwoman's Escape. Near the end of Arkham City, Catwoman oversees a newscast reporting on Batman taking a nap under some rubble after an explosion has left him helpless. Dropping her stolen wealth, she heads back into the heart of the city to aid Wayne and defeat Doctor Strange. You couldn't have asked for a better ending, really. Unless, of course, you're a soulless husk who has stealing candy from a baby listed under the professional skills section of your resume. If you're not feeling particularly up to the task of saving the world that day, then you can always opt for Catwoman's original plan, escaping Gotham and driving into the sunset with bags of cash money. Not only does leaving Batman to his own devices kill him, though, but the Joker takes over Gotham and everything descends into a post-apocalyptic nightmare. Number 5. Far Cry 4, Join Min for Dinner. If you've watched any What Culture Gaming video, you've probably heard us talk about Far Cry 4's secret ending, but it's brought up all the time for a reason, goddammit, and that's because it's a damn fine, cool, hidden finale. During the most uncomfortable dinner this side of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, evil dictator and fashion icon Pagan Min excuses himself to torture some poor chap in the basement, inviting you to carry on eating your meal and await his return. At this point, you're supposed to decide that the blood-curdling screams don't make for great dining ambiance and then leave. But if the mortal cries of your fellow man have no impact on your appetite, which to be fair, after the long trip to Kirat, you probably would be starving for some scran, you can instead stay and wait patiently for Min to come back and complete the game there and then. Instead of fronting the civil war, the game ends with the player character joining him on a helicopter en route to shoot some goddamn guns while the clash roars in the background. Number 4. Nier Automata. Death by Fish. Nier Automata might be the king of secret endings. On top of the 3 or 4 main conclusions, there are about a million joke endings to be discovered while playing. A lot of these are genius and hilarious in equal measure as well. One, for instance, has you hitting a self-destruct button that's always weirdly there in your inventory. If you click it, you'll swiftly become Michael Bluth after opening a bag filled with a dead dove, as the button does exactly what it says on the tin and will immediately destroy your Android character. Do this at the Android HQ orbiting Earth, however, and you'll accidentally blow the whole place up, giving you an accidental ending. My personal favourite of the bunch, though, that I actually got myself on my first playthrough, comes via a seemingly innocuous mackerel. You're at one point asked to devour the fish by an NPC, which might seem a bit odd, considering the item description reads, quote, "a common poisonous fish. It congeals fluids inside android bodies when eaten, so its consumption has been outlawed," end quote. If you choose to ignore this warning, again, it'll be no surprise that it does exactly what it says it will and kills your character, hitting you with yet another fake out end credits. Number 3, Dead Space 2, Isaac's Final Escape. Can you remember when Dead Space was like the best thing around? Because I can, and I can specifically remember getting Dead Space 2 for a birthday and absolutely being blown away by it doing the unthinkable at the time. That is, near perfectly blending action and horror. More so than the atmospheric slow burn original, Dead Space 2 thrives on thrilling set pieces. It's kind of like the aliens to the original game's Alien, which is also fitting because Dead Space 3 is very much the Alien 3 of the franchise as well, and thus this first sequel ends on a bombastic but suitably downbeat note. After heroically going up against the title's big boss, hero Isaac Clarke looks done for. Sure, he's defeated the monsters, but he's done so knowing he'll never escape the station he's on, which is quickly crumbling all around him. The credits roll with Isaac sat deflated, taking his first breather in the whole experience and bracing himself for his inevitable end. But wait, all is not lost, as partway through the credits, your companion makes a return with a ship to safety, and Isaac jetpacks his way through the rubble and onto the vessel just in time to get away unscathed. It's a thrilling end and a great way to subvert the expected downer horror ending. Number 2. Hades, Escaping the Underworld. The whole framing of Hades is that the son of the titular ruler of the underworld, Zagreus, is trying to escape the realm and get to the surface. He wants to meet up with his mom, but his father isn't too pleased with his attempts at freedom. In order to get there, then, the player needs to battle their way through the different stages of the underworld, which can be a slow process as each death knocks you back to the beginning. However, even when you do finally get through, defeat the final boss, and break free of the underworld, this is not the end. It turns out that it's more than his father and monsters keeping Zagreus in hell. It's a real curse that means he cannot survive outside of the underworld. Consequently, the meeting with his mother is short, and the player is quickly thrown back into the gauntlet, with the real ending not coming until the stages are completed another 10 times. Number 1, Hitman Blood Money. Agent 47's funeral. Hitman Blood Money has one of the coolest endings around. After a full game of murdering people in increasingly hilarious or sinister ways, depending on how much you take your job as a virtual assassin seriously, the player character Agent 47 looks like he's received a taste of his own medicine and has himself been killed. Sparing no expense, of course, a lavish funeral is thrown for him, which we get to see play out as the credits roll. However, this is actually just the start of the final mission, where the player can take control, get up from their open casket. Of course, Agent 47 was buried in a dashing white suit, by the way, he's truly a style icon, and start blasting their way through the real targets of the level. Now, this is already a great fake out, but there's also a fake out within the fake out, as you can actually not jolt Agent 47 awake at all, which results in him peacefully sleeping his way into an early cremation. Whichever one you pick, it's an incredibly memorable ending to an absolutely stellar stealth game.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.